And among the many events that have been scrubbed as a result of Hurricane Irma and the aftermath, although in this case it's just pushing back, it's being postponed, is the annual First Coast Heart Walk. David Brown is the chair. He's the CEO of Web.com, and he's back with us again live on Jacksonville's Morning News. This time last week, David, we were talking about preparations that Web.com was making for Hurricane Irma and employees, and also whether or not that may ultimately disrupt plans for the Heart Walk. Now we know that we certainly took it on the chin from Irma. So you all are pushing a little bit later on into the fall. So for those who have done the Heart Walk before and you work up a really good sweat, but it usually is kind of hot still in September, it may feel a little bit better come November, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, I took my tennis shoes off and have put some boots on here for this weekend instead. And we've moved the Heart Walk back to Sunday, November 19th, which will be a little cooler and hopefully a little drier. It'll be at Metropolitan Park, same place, and it'll start at the same time. Activities start at 8 in the morning, and the walk itself starts at 9:30. And this will free us up to spend some time this weekend helping folks in the community to begin to get the water out of their houses. Obviously, there's still a lot of folks without power, and there are going to be a lot of activities around the city helping people, and we wanted to shift our focus here in the near term to that activity.
Right. So Sunday, November 19th, it also gives people time to be able to organize a team or a cluster of folks or maybe a business who was on the fence about it. Now this is the perfect opportunity for them to gather because the need is so great. You know, the Heart Association continues to work directly with families and with folks to improve the overall health and well-being of everyone in our community.
Well, you know, heart disease is the number one killer. Heart disease and stroke kills more Americans than the next four maladies combined. And so it's a great cause for the city and the community. And Jacksonville has always really stepped in and supported itself. Last year we raised $1.3 million. This year we're going for a much higher total. We're going to make that. This additional time will help us in terms of getting more teams, more walkers. We're shooting for more than 25,000 people to come out at that point. But right now, our focus will be on the local community and helping our friends and neighbors.
Obviously, there are some logistical challenges in moving such a big event. Do you feel like the communications have gone out to all the companies and businesses and walkers that y'all have moved it to Sunday, November 19th?
Well, I think certainly you're helping us here today. We have a great email chain as well as a telephone chain that we've been using, and we're just going to basically grassroots get the word out. There may be some folks who show up ready to walk, and I'm sure there will be opportunities for them to help their local community.
All right, so Sunday, November 19th is the First Coast Heart Walk. Did everyone at Web.com, have you been in touch with all employees in the community? Everyone okay?
We weathered this storm very well, our employee base. We have been in touch. In fact, most of our employees, fortunately, are already back to work. In fact, many of them wanted to get back to work. They were stir-crazy. And the ones that did have damage, we're helping them out. Our team is helping them out.
All right. David Brown, CEO of Web.com and the First Coast Heart Walk Chair. Again, that's going to be Sunday, November 19th, moving from this weekend due to Hurricane Irma, the First Coast Heart Walk, Sunday, November 19th.